The Discovery, Chapter 9, Part 4.
Well, he makes me happy. When I'm with him, I feel like I can laugh again. I feel strong again when he's there. I love seeing him smile and hearing his laugh. When I'm with him, I forget about the past. I forget about...
Midnight trailed off. Cadence allowed Midnight a few moments to compose herself before she spoke.
Midnight, it sounds to me like you already have your answer. If he makes you feel this way, then you owe it to both yourself and David to give your relationship a chance.
Midnight slumped her shoulders and sighed.
I'm just so scared. He's the first stallion I've cared for since... Well, you don't have to talk about it if it still pains you, Midnight. I understand. Really, I do. The thing is, you have two options. Either take the plunge and possibly find love again, or don't. You can hope that David will make the first move, but you know even better than I do that he probably won't want to make the first move. Especially when we're so different from him. Now, I'm not saying you should go home and confess your feelings for him right now. In fact, I think you should give it a little more time before you tell him. But you can't hide your feelings forever. Eventually he's gonna find out, whether you want him to or not.
Midnight sat on the chair for a long time. Her thoughts were racing. Every instinct in her body screamed at her to go for it, that they were perfect for each other, and that she was just being paranoid. At the same time, every nerve in her head told her that David didn't feel the same way. He couldn't, they were just too different. She thought for a long time while Cadence patiently waited for her answer. Eventually, after several tense minutes of thought, Midnight finally came to a decision.
Okay. I think I'll tell him. I think that would be the best course of action, Midnight. Just remember one thing, okay? Don't force it. Let it come naturally. You'll know when to tell him. Trust me.
Cadence finished with a wink.
These new shoes fit perfectly! Thank you so much! Can't believe I've gone barefoot for 2 months!
David cheered while walking around in his new shoes. The royal seamstress simply nodded to both David and Celestia before quickly leaving the room without a word.
Oh man, Mid's gonna love these! I can't wait to show her! Oh, actually, I'll race her! She may win on the grass, but when I can actually run on pavement, oh, it'll be all over for her.
David said, rubbing his hands together in a devilish fashion.
I don't think Midnight will want to race, David.
Celestia said with a small chuckle.
Why not? She's always up for my shenanigans. Oh, like this one time I got her to climb the roof with me when I got bored that one day. We almost fell off the roof climbing down.
I imagine she wasn't too fond of the idea.
Celestia said through a giggle.
No, she was completely down! Glad she has magic, though. She caught my dumbass a few times. Those roof tiles are slippery.
David said with a thoughtful stroke of his chin.
I'm surprised. Last I checked, Midnight was afraid of heights. Then again, I hadn't seen her very much for almost a year before you arrived.
Celestia mused.
Wait, what? Midnight was afraid of heights? Really? She sure hasn't ever shown it.
David responded curiously.
Well, ever since what happened to her all those years ago, she hasn't really been keen on high places.
Celestia replied as delicately as she could.
Wait, what happened? What are you talking about?
David asked, suddenly more invested in the conversation.
You mean she didn't tell you? Oh.
Celestia said with a slight waver in her voice.
Tell me what?
Well, it's not really for me to say, but several years ago, she endured something traumatic.
Wait, what do you mean? How many years ago? What happened to her?
David asked, his happy mood shifting.
I thought you knew about what happened to her. I thought she told you.
Celestia said, becoming increasingly more uncomfortable with each word.
What happened to her? You mean her parents?
No. This was... more recent. I shouldn't say anymore. This is Midnight's business.
If you wish to know more about it, then you need to ask her. Tia, you can't just tell me that and not tell me the rest. What happened to her?
David's word grew angrier.
If it was something big like you're making it out to be, she would have told me.
David, please calm down. It's Midnight's personal history. She requested that we respect her privacy after it happened. If you want the truth, please ask her. If she does not wish to tell you, then please respect her decision.
David sighed.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll talk with her as soon as I can.
With that, David gave Celestia a quick hug and was out the door on his way back home. He walked with determination, and before he was even out of the castle doors, he was running. He was so focused, he didn't even notice Stormshield trying to get his attention as he blew past her. All he knew was that something bad happened to the mare he cared about. He just had to find out what. David arrived at Midnight's house in record time. He reached the front door, panting. He pulled a spare key from his pocket and unlocked the door. His mind raced as he pushed his way inside.
What if something really bad happened to her? What if it's some permanent disability that I never knew about? What if someone hurt her?
David stopped dead in his tracks.
No. I swear to God, if someone hurt her, I'll kill them myself.
David paced through the living room. The mere thought of Midnight being in distress filled his heart with pain and anger. He wanted to know. He wanted to hold her close and tell her it would be alright.
God damn it, Mid, why didn't you tell me? And why'd you have to be gone for another hour? There's gotta be something here that can tell me what happened.
David began searching the house. He started in the kitchen, carefully inspecting every drawer, every cabinet, and every spot she could have hidden the information he needed. When he found nothing, he checked the living room. Nothing. Over and over, each room proved to have nothing. David was about to head upstairs when a certain closet caught his eye.
You know, I don't think I've ever opened this door before.
David grabbed the handle and opened the door. He was greeted by a large crate in the center of a small room. He decided that it was worth opening and pried the lid open on the heavy wooden container. A well-maintained, shiny gold uniform greeted him as he looked inside.
Huh. This must have been her uniform when she was a medic in the Royal Guard.
David gently set the uniform down to the side and continued digging. He found multiple books on the subject of surgery and several other medical practices.
Jeez, Med. You can make Twilight jealous with all this.
As David reached the bottom of a crate, his attention was caught by something. A medium-sized bag, with what seemed to be several small glass jars inside, jingled as he accidentally nudged them with a book as he rummaged through the crate. David tilted his head in confusion.
What is that?
He reached inside the bag and pulled out one of the jars. The label read morphine in bright red lettering.
Jesus, Mid. This jar alone could take care of a patient for a week. They can't all be.
David pulled more and more jars out of the bag. A pit formed in his stomach as each jar seemed to be exactly the same.
Christ, Mid, what happened to you?
There were 17 jars of morphine in total, enough to run a small hospital for days. David felt sick to his stomach at the thought.
Mid, why didn't you tell me?
Midnight walked through the worn country road outside of Canterlot with a worried smile. She was finally gonna do it. She was finally going to confess her feelings, and hopefully David would feel the same way. She was conflicted, and many thoughts raced through her mind at the notion of dating her only friend.
He must feel the same way, right? I swear he looks at me differently than he does at the other mares, but what if he just sees me as his best friend and nothing more? No. I made my decision, and I can't back out now. I have to go through with this.
As she walked along the road, Midnight felt butterflies rise and fall in her stomach with each passing thought. Any number of things could happen with David. He was still an alien, after all, and he was so secretive about his past relationships.
He'll give me a chance. He has to. I've earned that much. Right?
Midnight pushed her thoughts to the back of her head as she reached her house. She let out a happy sigh at seeing the light still on in the windows.
David must be home. Alright, Mid, here we go. You can do this.
She walked up to the front door and entered the house. She saw no immediate sign of David until her eyes fell onto the living room.
David? I'm back! I need to talk with you. It's kinda important.
She called, trying her best to keep the trepidation out of her voice. David rose from the couch and walked towards her. There was a bag in his hands. He closed the distance slowly, causing a pit in Midnight's stomach as her fear and anxiety rose. He was not acting like himself.
David? Are you okay?
She asked, cautiously.
I'm fine, Mid, but I need to talk to you first.
Oh, dude, it's like when you're playing a game and you fall down close to your death and you have to take like 5 medkits. But oh man, we're about to get our answers very soon. Now, let's get on to our mysterious donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Subaru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Stu Hex, Sword Brother, Immortid, Omicron, Lowry, Will Christ, Winky, Ride Soul, Badass Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat GJF, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.